That's called hiding, you see. It's like you said, goose gather. Somebody said fox in the mountain. How many said, well, you can catch him and carry away. Then you see this place be hit, you see. Then you look for him and find him. And then you see the game was over then. Sometimes they hide behind buildings, hide behind bushes and things. You look for him until you find him.
How would you hide behind a bush?
Just get on your knees and hide, you know, get in a close place like nobody see, you know. It says, and you get nearby to him, somebody say, you're hot. When you kind of wander off from by the place, that you say, well, you're cold. And you know then that you had come back, you know.
Yeah.
Close to him, you see.
To hide behind that bush, you got on your knees, you say you did what? You
get on your knees so you could hide, you see, keep him out and find you.
You say you did what? I went over to the bush and...
I hid. I kneel down, I lay down, I lie down.
Yeah.
Behind the bush to keep him being seen.
Right. If you wanted to scare somebody, you might do what?
Well, you'd make a peculiar noise.
What would you do?
It says, hey!
Or you might jump out and yell.
That's right. Whoo! Like that, you know. And that's make a great fight. That's right. That scares somebody, you see. Oh, you scared me.
What you call it, goosey-goose again? Any other name for it? Hide?
Well, that's goose again, and hide is all about the same, you see. Because that's called a hiding game, you see.
Was there a place you could get to where they wouldn't?
Sometimes you'd hide a place and they couldn't never find you. They had to call that game off. They looked for you a second time, you see. So many minutes, and couldn't find you where that game was over with. But they're more or less to find you now.
Yeah, well, was there a place you could get and nobody could get you and make you it?
Well, sometimes we'd hide, you know, he'd probably...
He had a home.
But you had to... You wasn't supposed to hide, you know.
You might try and beat him back to the home.
Oh, let's see now. I think that was, I forgot that game now. I used to play the game, but... I forgot how it go. But anyway, the one that was trying to find you, you see, when you get to drop on him, you see, then you break back, you know. To the place where he's supposed to be, you know, if you beat him back, you see, you win the game.
Beat him back.
I believe that's called hiding switches. I think that's what that is. I believe it is too. Beat back to call it the home part. But the fellow was trying to find you, you see, you catch him off guard, then you beat him back to call it a home play. And you win the game. I think that's called hiding switches, I believe it is.
Huh.
I used to play it years ago, but I just remember, it's been so long, you know.
Yeah. Well, when you went swimming, what sort of things might people do down around the lake?
Well, we'd go down there, you know, and put on our swimming trunks, and, you know, and we'd get out in the water, and sometimes you want to practice how to swim, you get your board, you see, and hold that board and swim, and then you can get your an inner tube, you see, and have it full of air.
Yeah.
And put it around your shoulders, you see, and that'll help you to learn how to swim.
Yeah. Now, if there was a kind of a high bank by the water.
Well, or that's a hill.
Or a springboard, you might.
Well, that's right. Go out on a springboard and, you know, you could dive off a springboard into the water. We call it diving board, something called a springboard.
Okay, you might say he ran out to the...
At the end of it.
He ran out on the springboard
and dived.